reedsburgmedicalcenter.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now.
800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Kamala Harris getting an endorsement from a former president who had stayed out of the endorsement game until now. Barack Obama and his wife Michelle calling Kamala Harris yesterday to confirm that they're backing her and her White House run. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meeting with the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee for the first time face-to-face since the October 7th attacks. Here's ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz.
It was Harris who took center stage after her 40-minute session with Netanyahu, who strongly backing Israel's right to defend itself, but saying bluntly that far too many innocent civilians have been killed, calling the situation in Gaza devastating. At the same time, criticizing protesters who burned a flag and shouted anti-Israel slogans here in Washington.
France's high-speed rail network has been hit by widespread and coordinated acts of violence ahead of the Olympics opening ceremony in Paris in a few hours. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A shelter in place is active in Portage County right now as the man accused of shooting a Sauk County deputy Tuesday night is barricaded inside a village of Amherst home, more than 90 miles away from the original incident. On Tuesday, a shelter in place went on for hours in Baraboo after an attempted traffic stop led to a chase, a crash, and a 32-year-old Jeffrey Miller running from authorities and shooting a deputy in the arm. Early this morning, authorities in Portage County say Miller was found at 450 Mill Avenue in the village of Amherst, where five suspects were taken into custody, but Miller ran into the house shooting at police. Portage County Sheriff Mike Lucas says they have deployed numerous tactics, but Miller has not surrendered and authorities will remain on the scene. A shelter in place is active and authorities have cut power to nearby buildings. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to gradually get warmer and more humid right on through the weekend today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 81 for a high this afternoon. The wind south at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 60 tomorrow. Sunny, warm, and muggy. 85 on Sunday, partly cloudy. High of 86. Do you need help with back taxes? Call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now, they can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
99.7.
It's 8:03 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you are having a great Friday. We're just a few short hours away from another weekend. Get ready because it's going to be a big weekend. And you just heard Sean, it's definitely going to be a warm weekend. Hey, we got to say a big congratulations to Mary from Portage. She is the winner this morning of those tickets to go see Eric Michael Gillette next Friday night at the Al Ringling Theater. It's going to be a great show. AlRingling.org for more information.
Thank you.
90s and more.
Love, Jack. You say, oh, tainted love. 99.7 FM.
Jumpin' Jack Flash, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Well, Finn, I figured if Mick Jagger's celebrating his 81st birthday, we could go a little further back in the Rolling Stones career and pull out something fun from the library. And
they've been around for a while.
who doesn't love Jumpin' Jack Flash, especially on a Friday morning? That's a great song. Now, Kevin Kellogg will play the real oldies deal tomorrow morning, getting your weekend started at 6 a.m., even taking your requests. So I'm going to bet with Mick Jagger celebrating a birthday, he's got a few Rolling Stones up his sleeve tomorrow morning. So sure. Make sure you join Kevin for that. I found this to be kind of interesting. If you order boneless chicken wings, you aren't actually getting wings, right? I mean, let's be honest. If you go somewhere and you order boneless chicken wings, you're essentially getting some sort of like breaded chicken tenderloin in sauce of your choice, right? I mean, that's essentially what they are. Well, in Ohio, they don't even have to be boneless now. Stay with me here. A few years ago, this man in Ohio ordered boneless wings at a restaurant. One of them did have a bone and he ended up choking on it. He got an infection and he actually had to have two surgeries because of that bone in his boneless, air quotes, chicken wing. So he sued the restaurant owners, the chicken suppliers, and the processors, and the case made it all the way to the Ohio Supreme Court. In a divided 4-3 decision, the conservative-leaning court ruled that boneless chicken wing can actually have bones. The majority said, quote, boneless chicken wings is a cooking style. It's not a guarantee, just as a person eating chicken fingers would know that he had not been served actual fingers. Mm-hmm. Well, it depends on where you're eating at, I guess. I mean, apparently the Ohio Supreme Court's eating at fancier places than some of us. Basically, they argued that bones are natural to meat, so consumers should sometimes expect them. And that happens. I mean, you even sometimes get hamburger with little bone fragments in it. I mean, sometimes you get
fish
will sometimes have bones in it. Yeah, absolutely. So they say you have to be prepared if you encounter them, and no one is liable if boneless wings happen to have bones. The minority argued that the ruling could have had more serious consequences, like could someone allergic to nuts or gluten sue if they were served something dangerous to them? People can die under some of those circumstances, but lactose and gluten and nuts are natural to foods. The majority pushed back on that, basically saying that's different because it's not something a consumer would customarily expect and be able to guard against. So it's an interesting ruling. I mean, I kind of understand where they're coming from. I find it interesting that this is something that had to go all the way to a state Supreme Court. Like, we can't just come up with like normal, you know, expectations for food that's processed, but that's all right. Here we are, 2024 and all.
Well, and thankfully for this guy that went through this, because it could have been worse, right?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
So then what would have happened? Then what would the ruling be in a situation like that? Like, if this guy had died, I mean,
right?
You know, if he actually had choked, I mean, I don't know. How do you feel about it?
I think it's one of those things. I kind of rule with the majority. I mean, I feel awful for the guy that something like this happened when they were supposed to be boneless wings. But at the same time, I mean, just knowing how food is processed and sometimes how things get mixed up in a kitchen or mixed up in packaging, I feel like it's something you have to expect once in a while in your food. I mean, that's just kind of how I am. And again, I feel sorry for this guy. The surgeries, all of that is absolutely awful. And it stinks that that's how it went for this particular gentleman. But I feel like with food, anything is kind of fair game at this point in time. And you never quite know when things are going to get mixed. And allergies, I think, are something completely different. I mean, if a restaurant says that they have gluten-free options, I have never been not thoroughly investigated by my server if I ask for a gluten-free object, because something on the menu, because sometimes I do. As I've said, mine is not an allergy. It's not life or death like it is for some people. It is a sensitivity, but sometimes if I'm not feeling right, I just prefer to go gluten-free, and I will ask for the gluten-free particular item. And I am grilled by the servers because they're like, is it a sensitivity? Is it an allergy? You know, we have other gluten for objects in the kitchen. Like, they are thorough in telling me these things. So I feel like it's a little different. Maybe everybody's guard's a little bit more up depending on what the circumstances are. But yeah, I don't know.
And now we're talking about bones here, but people have found very bizarre things in their food. That, I mean, have you ever had that type of situation where you've had takeout or something? I know you're basically on a healthy diet and
just
you don't really eat.
Just hair. That's the only weird
gross,
thing.
Which is gross, you know?
I can't finish it. If I get hair in my food, I'm done. Even if I'm at home and it's my own hair, because I've prepared it, I have a really hard time finishing my food. It's just how I am. Now, will I eat the food again down the road? Yeah, I'm not one of those people, but I have a really hard time if I find hair in my food. I have a hard time continuing eating it at that point in time.
I think that's the only time we have actually left a restaurant.
Sure.
Was was because we were on the North Shore. We were on the North Shore, and right. We went to a restaurant there, which usually we've never had any problems there, but Chris had ordered something like some kind of fish dinner.
Yeah.
And there was a hair in it. And it was just like, no. And
no.
We sent it back, but then you just kind of feel like, no. I mean,
like,
if this
happens.
Then I check
for the rest of my food.
Yeah.
Do you do that? Like, you start picking through the rest
yeah,
of your food.
Exactly. Yeah. But people have found nails in their food.
Oh, yeah.
And,
Band-Aids?
You know, just. Yeah.
I had a friend we did takeout. This is way back in my college day, so 190 years ago. We ordered takeout and we didn't eat out very often. I mean, none of us had a lot of money to just kind of like throw around on takeout food, but we were in the middle of exams and we did one of those big family meals, you know, where everybody pitches in a few bucks and then you get like a whole trough of food so that we could just kind of spread it out and keep studying because we were getting towards the end of a semester. And one of my friends dug deep into her fried rice and this is a restaurant that when we were able to, we frequented a lot. Like we went to periodically, or if a budget was tight, we'd get at least egg rolls to go, right? Because tight
right.
college budgets
yeah.
back in the day. They went really great with your ramen noodles, by the way, people. So this is a restaurant that we went to quite frequently. And my friend dug into the fried rice and here came a Band-Aid. And I was like, nope, I'm done. There's nothing that ruins your meal more like seeing somebody Band-Aid that's obviously been wrapped Ooh. Around a finger laying in your fried rice.
I don't think I've seen that happen on the Bear. Not yet.
No, anyway. It pretty much did it. Now, here's the thing. Because we were poor and because we had to like pool our money as it was, we threw away the fried rice and then we carefully like dug through everything else. Everything else was fine. But we were like, do we waste it now? Or because that's like an entire like three nights of food for us.
That's kind of the plight of a college
yes,
student
exactly.
right there.
Exactly. And mind you, all of us worked. We all had jobs, but it wasn't enough to like really, you know, splurge too much and have a really great time. And our parents were all awesome and very helpful. Ugh. But yeah, Band-Aid in your fried rice. Not exactly how you want to go down on a evening study sesh is what I'll say about that. Hey, we're getting some late breaking news out of Paris here this morning. This is kind of insane. So 2 out of 4 trains carrying Olympic athletes to Paris were actually stopped hours before the opening ceremony and affected by the coordinated sabotage on the tracks. Apparently, the tracks were actually set on fire. Now, according to the person who's headed this line, this particular rail line, and I'm not going to try to pronounce names, my French is not great, they couldn't say which athletes were halted from travel to Paris or whether they were going to make it for the opening ceremonies. The president of this railway company actually spoke to the Parisian press this morning saying that rail traffic was improving, but this particular line was one of the worst hit by the vandals. And they operate 250 trains a day, and this just happens to be the ones carrying the Olympic athletes. So something tells me maybe it was a little coordinated, maybe a little planned, mm-hmm. who knows? Mm-hmm. The attackers actually struck in several spots, including west of Paris, on several of these different lines. Now, they're saying at this point in time, the fact that there's going to be any interruption to the opening ceremonies is very, very small at this point in time, because obviously, as we talked about an hour ago, they are about 6 hours ahead of the East Coast in Paris and about 9 hours behind of West Coast or ahead of on West Coast time. So obviously they're already getting ready for the opening ceremonies. We will see those on a tape delay a little later on in our viewing
right.
area. So, anyway, something that definitely they're keeping an eye on here this morning as all of the athletes try to actually get to those opening ceremonies. So stupid stuff. Why do we have to talk about such stupid stuff on a daily basis? Like seriously.
Insane world we live in now.
Ugh. I mean, some of the things that we talk about are nothing you could ever make up. They're nothing that could actually be written by a Hollywood script because we know they just like to regurgitate the same stuff as before. And this is stuff that we have to talk about is things that are actually happening in this world. So stupid, stupid stuff that we even have to talk about the rails being set on fire by arson, interfering with Olympians who have been working for years, by the way, to get to these games. Mm-hmm. Just a dumb stuff. So hopefully everybody makes it. Hopefully they can come up with a plan. plan to get those Olympians there, because if you've ever heard Olympians talk about the opening ceremonies, that is like one of the highlights for them of the entire games, just listening to people cheer and hear their country's chant. So the fact that now that could be affected for some of these athletes, just stupid. I have no other words for it this morning.
Right out of the gate. Stupid. Before we even really get the Olympics underway.
Right? I mean, there's been like one or two soccer matches so far before the opening ceremony, because they have to get those in starting a little earlier. And we're already talking about stupidness over at the Olympic Games. No, just let it go on. I mean, where's the pride in country and gamesmanship? I mean, this is a long-lived tradition. Let the tradition live on. Leave the athletes alone. Let them do what they need to do. Headlines. You know it's going to be somebody who wanted to make some sort of political statement or something as well, or just thought that the game shouldn't happen because of something going on in the world or something like that. Again, this is the one time in the world when we can actually unify and agree on one thing, right? I mean, like, let's just let the Olympics happen as they should. One time. I mean, one time. And once every couple of years, we get to unify as not only a nation and as a world and cheer on our respective teams and see how they're going to do and hope that they bring home the gold, the silver, or the bronze. And here we are talking about tracks on fire this morning.
Sometimes, shake your head at it, right?
I was just going to say, sometimes all you can do is sigh and be like, all right, these are the actual headlines we're reading. Let's move on. Oh, my gosh.
Every day, something different. But let's stay positive.
Right? Exactly. I mean, let's just hope that they're able to get there and the opening ceremonies can happen without a hitch and everybody's able to be a part of the festivities. Let's say that. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Gradually getting warmer and more humid throughout the weekend. Today, not bad. Mostly sunny with a high near 81. Actually, a lovely start to the day. Clear down to 60 tonight. Then tomorrow, it's going to be sunny, warm, and muggy. I love when Sean Cable pre-warns us and prepares us like that. 85 for a high tomorrow. And then as we look ahead to Sunday, partly cloudy, humid once again. A little warmer with a high near 86. Right now, it's 63.
This is the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Back Road Baraboo Motors.
I'm here today with Joyce with the Sauk County WIC program. What exactly is WIC?
WIC stands for Women, Infants, and Children, and is a supplemental nutrition program that provides specific nutritious foods during those critical times of growth and development. Also, we work one-on-one with families to help keep them healthy and strong.
Who is eligible for this program?
Many people think they do not qualify for WIC, but the truth is the income limits are very generous. For self-employed families, we look at their adjusted gross income for eligibility.
Is there anything that people might not know about WIC?
Actually, we have been really excited these past few years to provide families with the option to purchase more fruits and vegetables at the local grocery store. And during the summertime, we give families some extra checks to purchase fruits and vegetables at the local farmers market, which helps support Wisconsin farmers. If you want more information about WIC, please call us at 608-355-3290.
Whether you're shopping new or pre-owned, we've got something that's just right for you at Backroad Baraboo Motors. Plus, with Baraboo to You, you'll get free shipping up to 100 miles and a 20-day, 500-mile vehicle exchange policy. And our top-notch Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram certified service team is here to help with all your maintenance needs. Follow us on Facebook at Backroad Baraboo and shop Baraboomotors.com. Then come see us to experience just how easy car buying should be.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
It's 8:25 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. And hey, because I can't say it enough, because we're almost to a weekend, happy Friday. Michael Jackson now. This is Billie Jean on 99.7 Max FM.
Don't mind, but what do you mean? I 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
REM, there is Stand. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. I feel like by playing that one on a Friday morning, I took one for the team today. You know how much I love a good REM song. It's 8:32 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Hey, if you're looking to save yourself a whole lot of money and shop local, well, we would love for you to head over to maxfmbigdeals.com. Take advantage of our big deal of the day. This is a good one, especially as the temperatures are going to heat up a little bit this weekend. We are talking about a 50% off deal to Elusive Escape Rooms in Wisconsin Dells. This $30 certificate for one admission, only $15 today only when you shop at maxfmbigdeals.com. Instant download on it as well, which means you don't have to wait for us to send it to you. It's there on your phone after you purchase it, and you can enjoy a great weekend with the family over at Elusive Escape Rooms or, of course, with a group of friends as well. 50% off today only. Elusive Escape Rooms, one admission. Go check it out at maxfmbigdeals.com. Then check out everything else we have available as well, because there's a whole lot of good stuff over there. Things for you, things for the home, delicious foods, adult beverages, more entertainment options. maxfmbigdeals.com. And when you're putting a little extra in the wallet, everything seems better, doesn't it? We're going to help you out with that. A detailed look at your forecast coming up in just a moment. It is going to get warm and muggy as we continue throughout the weekend. We'll also have a look at sports next here on 99.7 Max FM.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to smash a computer with a baseball bat or take a sledgehammer to a pile of dishes? How about squirting paint all over a canvas or a friend? If letting off steam in a unique way appeals to you, contact Disorderly Conduct Rage Room in Sauk City. Rage rooms are perfect for work parties, bachelor, bachelorette parties, divorce parties, and more. Rage rooms are for those ages 16 and up, and paint splatter rooms are open to all. Go to disorderlyconductragerooms.com to book your session.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Abrams to right field. Johnson coming in. He makes the catch. No hits for the Nats. Dylan Cease throws a no-hitter. The second no-hitter in Padres history. There'll be a sea of San Diegans celebrating back home today.
Dylan Cease tossing Major League Baseball's second no-hitter this season, walking three, striking out nine in a 3-0 win over the Washington Nationals. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brewers had the day off yesterday. They'll open a three-game weekend series against Miami at AmFam Field tonight. Freddie Peralta gets the nod for the crew. He's 6-5. No deal between the Packers and Jordan Love yet, but Pro Football Talk says a deal is close. When it's all said and done, Love could be the highest-paid player in NFL history. Wisconsin Athletic Director Chris McIntosh gets a contract extension, seeing his salary bump from $1 million a year to $1.45 million annually with $50,000 yearly salary bumps. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It is going to gradually get warmer and more humid right on through the weekend today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 81 for a high this afternoon. The wind south at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 60 tomorrow. Sunny, warm, and muggy. 85 on Sunday, partly cloudy. High of 86. Do you need help with back taxes? Call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now, they can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65. 99.7.
8:37 right now with Hall & Oates. You make my dreams come true on 99.7 Max FM. What I want.
Well, you.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:40 right now. And Finn, it is time to take a look at our calendar days. All the fun stuff that we get to celebrate as we go into a weekend. And there's some good stuff that we're celebrating this weekend. So we're going to start with Aunts and Uncles Day today. If you've got a really awesome aunt and uncle, for some of us, they're like more like friends than they are like family. You get to hang out with them, do fun stuff with them. Sometimes, you know, they become like almost a best friend and kind of a confidant for a lot of people. Sometimes they end up taking over some of the family and raising the kiddos, depending on the circumstances. Mm-hmm. Aunts and uncles can be pretty darn cool, so we celebrate and honor them today. It's also National All or Nothing Day, meaning you're all in or you're all out. I'm one of those people that has to be either or. I'm not going to just like kind of dip my toe around and figure out if I want.
The like, wavering doesn't work, does it?
No, I don't like that. So go all in, all out. That is National All or Nothing today. It's also National Talk in an Elevator Day. Now, you know how most people get on an elevator and they just stand there like stick statues because they don't want anybody to overhear their conversation? This is the day where you're supposed to do exactly the opposite of that. You're supposed to go in there and you're supposed to engage the people who get on an elevator in conversation and learn a little bit about them. Now, I'm pretty good at that. I don't have a hard time doing that in most cases. Some people you can tell don't want me to, but I don't care. I'm going to find out about you no matter what.
In an elevator, kind of a captive audience there.
That's right. That's right. And especially if something goes wrong and all of a sudden the alarms are going off, then you really got a captive audience and you better hope you become good friends in a quick second. That's for sure. And hopefully that doesn't happen to anybody today, by the way. It's also, let's see, what else do we have? Ooh, System Administrator Appreciation Day. Now, these are kind of like the people, like the IT people of the world, right? You don't always know all of the work that they're doing until like you have a major conundrum at the office with the computer system. Then you know how much and how important those sysadmin people actually do. So make sure that you're telling them a hearty thank you today for all of the work that they do, making sure that everything runs flawlessly on the back end, even if you don't know that they're there. Corey Hartman?
Welcome.
Oh, you're okay. He says you're welcome. He considers himself to be a sysadmin person. I love that he just warps in for part of the conversation and then
perfect
warps
timing,
back
right?
out. Yeah. He's got impeccable timing. You can always say that about my husband. We've got a few good food ones on the list as well. Now, I wouldn't consider this to be a good food one, but it certainly is an option. It's World Tofu Day today.
Okay.
Now, if you really want to go that route, and I get some of you do, that's cool. That's cool. The rest of us are going to go eat something that has actual taste. Play-Doh might have more taste, even though it has the same consistency as tofu. Just not a big fan. I mean, I know I have friends who love tofu, and that's cool, but I'll do the plant-based stuff in a little different way than just
have
tofu.
To really marinate that stuff for a very long time.
No, it's just weird. Tofu is just weird. It's kind of like my weird version of, like, you know how some people get freaked out by a fruitcake? I get a little freaked out by tofu, quite honestly. Today is also National Bagel Fest Day. I don't know why we have to have a festival. I think we can just eat a bagel and enjoy it any way we want. A lot of cream cheese on that sucker, and you've got yourself a morning, let me tell you. This one's oddly specific, but sure, I'll do anything because milkshakes are involved. It's National Coffee Milkshake Day today. Now, see, to me, this screams either get yourself a delicious milkshake, maybe add like a little like coffee flavor to it, or you go get yourself an iced coffee and go that route. But either way, Coffee Milkshake Day is today. Again, oddly specific, a little weird all at the same time. We don't judge, though. These are the things that we celebrate. Now, there's a whole lot going on this weekend. So Bagpipe Appreciation Day is tomorrow. Now, they just had bagpipes on the Glen at
Durwood's Glen.
Yeah. So I think bagpipes are interesting. You just have to know how to play them because otherwise they sound like somebody ran over your cat and nobody needs that sound. But bagpipes
Well, that
are
can
really...
be the violin too sometimes. If you want an example of that, just come over to the household one of these
days.
So Finn
says with lots of experience. Yes. Sometimes drums can sound like you ran right over the top of a cat and then they piled into lots of garbage cans. So there's that as well. Oh, that's right. Thank you for reminding me. Corey Hartman still warping in for parts of the conversation. Bagpipe Appreciation Day is tomorrow. The Red Hot Chili Pipers are going to be performing at the Cal Center very, very soon. I'm not exactly sure off the top of my head when that show is, but obviously the Cal Center in Reedsburg. So get your bagpipe on with the Red Hot Chili Pipers. You got to give whoever came up with the name of that group some credit, though,
right? I see
right?
what they did there.
I think it's awesome. In fact, when we were looking at Red Hot Chili Pepper tickets for Dexter last year,
did the Pipers come up?
Corey said to him, he's like, would you rather go to the Pipers? The tickets are a lot cheaper. Dexter was not amused by the entire thing. Let's see, what else do we have for tomorrow? National Day of the American Cowboy. Is this when we salute John Wayne? I feel like it's when we have to salute John Wayne maybe a little bit. National Drowning Prevention Day. Yeah, if you're going to be out at the lakes or you're going to do any swimming in the pools, make sure, you know, there's lifeguards on duty. Make sure you don't get too ambitious out there. You know, some people like to prove, I can swim all the way out here. No, there's a reason they have it marked off for you to not go all the way out there. Let's see, what else do we have on this list? It is National Take Your House Plants for a Walk Day tomorrow. I didn't know they need to be walked. I mean, I suppose a little fresh air is not bad for them, but sure. Okay.
At least we have the heads up now so that if we see anybody walking with their house
plants, we won't think you're insane.
Yeah, exactly.
We might still think you're insane, but we'll know that there's a reason behind it. At the same time, it's National Take Your Pants for a Walk Day. Now, I would suggest that if you're going to take the house plants for a walk, you also wear your pants in order to do so, because people
be wearing the pants. Yeah, that
people will appreciate it very much. So I'm telling you, and that will end any conversations you have to have with your fine area police officers too. Mm-hmm. It's also Walk on Stilts Day tomorrow. Cool. Well, now we happen to know a thing about that around here. The Wild Rumpus Youth Circus. They're so awesome. I'm always in awe of them walking on stilts. They make it look really easy, even though I know it's probably not as easy as they make it look. Then we have a lot of good food and drink ones for tomorrow as well. So it's National Chicken Finger Day. Remember we were talking about those boneless wings? Essentially the same thing is essentially what a chicken finger is. It's also National Creme Brulee Day tomorrow if you want a little delicious dessert in your world. And then this is a good drink one. National Scotch Day is also tomorrow if you want to pull out the good stuff on a Saturday. Now, that was just Saturday. We got a few things to celebrate on Sunday as well. And there's some good ones. National Soccer Day. We mentioned the Summer Olympics happening right now. This is a great opportunity to watch some incredible soccer from all around the world. It's also National Water Park Day, or as we like to say, the day we celebrate Wisconsin Dells, because that's essentially...
Now with the tallest water...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's They've got a lot of cool stuff happening in Wisconsin Dells. So get your water park on, people. You can go to Wisconsin Dells and celebrate that when you don't even have to go very far for that. I love it. It's also Parents Day on Sunday. Remember, we celebrate aunts and uncles today. Now we get to the nitty gritty of it and celebrate our parents on Sunday. World Nature Conservation Day is also on Sunday. Got to do all we can to protect the earth at this point in time. And then we've got a couple of good food ones on here as well. National Hamburger Day is also on Sunday. Hamburgers. That screams grilling, if you ask me. And then it's also National Milk Chocolate Day on Sunday as well. So see, now we're talking burgers and s'mores. That's what we're talking about on Sunday. Day is complete. I mean, you follow that up with a glass of scotch from the celebrations on Saturday. Woo, you've got yourself a weekend. I am telling you,
right?
It is good stuff. No matter how you're celebrating the weekend, just make sure it is a good one. And of course, a few reminders, just be safe out there as well. Taking a look at the forecast, you're definitely going to want to maybe protect yourself from the heat and humidity a little bit. Gradually getting warmer and more humid as the weekend progresses, Finn. Not bad today. Mostly sunny with a high near 81. In fact, it's a very lovely morning right now. Clear down to 60 tonight, then sunny, warm, and muggy tomorrow with a high near 85. Sunday, partly cloudy, just humid all the way around, says Sean Cable, with a high near 86. Right now, it's 65.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Build a big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. perky poodles, soaring aerial acts, plus camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring. Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Stop in and check out our sizzling summer savings right now at Pierce's Express Market in Bearwood. Hi, it's Craig. This week, we have certified Angus beef boneless rump roast at just $3.99 a pound. 90% lean ground round is $4.49 a pound. And Seaboard Farms whole pork tenderloins are only $2.49 per pound. We've also got 10 ears of bicolor sweet corn for just $4.50. And whole seedless watermelons are $4.99 each. Pierce's Express Market, proudly serving the Baraboo area for over 100 years.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
99.7
I'm
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.